Just as a disclaimer to anyone who's listening, we are not beer experts. We are beer fans. So if you're looking for experts, this ain't for you, probably. Not yet, anyway. We'll figure it out, though.
I'm Aaron Miller.
And I'm Jason Tate.
Today, we're drinking the Stone Tangerine Express IPA from Stone. It's actually just the Tangerine Express IPA. I was just reading.
Sometimes get lost, you know, in the words. We're going a little bit mainstream. We haven't had a Stone beer on here, but cheers.
Cheers. If that was extremely inaudible,
it's because we're drinking from cans and we could not wait to crack them open. Normally, you'd get the nice crispy crack of a cold one opening up there, but we already got into it.
Yeah, we didn't think about that one.
But we'll probably have a second one, and we'll make sure you get that nice crack.
100%. Boy, it's been a while since we've.
Yeah, did you miss us? We were out away. Last week. It's just been so busy with everything. I was having some vehicle issues.
We had a storm blow through, lost power for a weekend.
Yeah, Aaron didn't have power for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I had to throw away everything in my fridge.
Ew, gross. I didn't even think about that.
It did not smell good. It probably still smells bad in my house because we haven't like... taking the time to buy like air fresh. We've cleaned it, but like it still probably has that just smell, you know.
So thanks for your patience. We're back at it. Although I may be absent in a couple weeks here. I'm getting married in a month.
No, he's still gonna record.
So yeah, I'll be on the episode on my wedding days. So yeah.
Absolutely. We don't stop for nothing.
No, you can't slow this train down.
Except last week.
Unless you're a tornado.
Yeah.
And then it gets a little funky.
For sure.
Got a shout out.
We got a shout out. One of my good buddies, Andrew Kelly Burrell. You can find him on Spotify. As Andrew Kelly Burrell just put out a new album, 7 songs. Is that an EP or is that an LP?
Just depends.
Oh,
I don't know. Okay. What would you call Kanye West's newest album?
I haven't really looked into it.
Would you rather have 15 good songs or 10 really good, really great songs?
I'd rather have 15 really great songs.
You don't get both, Aaron.
Well, anyways, this is 7 really great songs on this album. I'm going to give you just a little snippet of what is currently my favorite song from this album.
But tasty taste.
Just listen to this. And this is from my phone. It will sound so much better just like straight from the source in your earbuds. But here, just listen.
Kind of gets your head starts moving, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Voluntarily.
We're kind of bobbing over here. Well,
it's like new age Justin Timberlake over there.
It is. And that's not quite like, if you listen to his album, you get a little bit of everything too, which I think is so cool. Like he's got that poppy feel, but he also has like just, he's shredding electric guitar on a couple of them. A lot of good stuff. Check it out. Great album. Good job, Andrew. But yeah.
Yeah, I had something, I guess you could call it an emergency, some very important news, a very important topic that I felt I desperately needed to share with you and with everyone else.
I'm looking at the whiteboard and I just see 3 words that make zero sense to me right now, so.
So, we all remember the Hanson brothers and their... famous hit Mbop.
Right? Oh, I thought that said man hop.
No, that says Mhops, which is the name of the Hanson Brothers official IPA called Hops.
No way.
They have a beer called Hops. Apparently, because, you bet your ass. As soon as I found out that the Hanson brothers had a beer, it was called Hops, you know I was on the internet trying to figure out where I could procure me a six pack.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you should be.
But apparently it's only available, I guess, in like Oklahoma, you know, and a couple other Midwest states.
I was in Oklahoma a couple of weeks ago.
Shoot, man. If only I'd known.
I'm going again, so I will make an effort.
You know, I guess we could always write a letter to one of the Hansons.
I'm sure it would get in their hands.
Or all of them.
At some point.
They're stuck together, right?
You think they're still
physically.
Yeah. How many conjoined of them are there?
All three of them.
Is it three?
Yeah.
I think they are. I think it's like.
And then there's the fourth older brother, Steve Hansen, that no one really knows, talks about him.
I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah, well.
You know. Loser.
He's an insurance salesman.
That's a noble field there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we could get a letter into one of their hands. You think they're still riding the money train off of their hits? Back in, was that the 90s? Was that the 90s?
Well, I'm sure they milked Hop for probably all it's worth. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be making beer. So they're obviously trying to diversify their revenue streams right now.
That's true. I don't know that beer would be I don't know. I'm not going to judge their marketing.
I have a couple friends decisions. Who are like insane Hanson fans.
Oh, really?
Like, they go to their shows and follow them around the country.
Do they still tour?
Yeah, dude. And they're all like old, pretty old now. I mean, that's them. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. You know, they're just.
They're still good looking, though.
Just adults now.
They're good looking adults.
But I wanted to throw a couple things at you. Okay. And, you know, don't feel pressured.
Okay.
But, first off, do you know any other Hanson songs aside from Mbop?
No.
I don't blame you. But I was thinking, so they have Mbop and they have the Hop IPA.
Right.
So they've got some other songs. I was wondering where else we could.
What's their second biggest hit?
Oh, I Will Come to You. Could be Beer Will Come to You, but that's not really a specific type of beer.
And that's not too punny.
Yeah. Let's see. Where's the Love? Could be Where's the Lager?
Where's the Lager? That's good.
Yeah, yeah. I Was Born. Penny and Me. Pilsner and Me.
Pilsner. Dang, you're good at
this. Ooh.
You're good at this. You're a lot better than
this is all copyrighted material, by the way. In case any of the three Hanson brothers or their management are listening, you know, I'm full of shit like this.
Uh-huh.
So you just get at me. Thinking About Something.
Thinking About Suds.
Thinking About Saisons.
Saison.
Dude, I'm on fire. I'm so hot. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, you're.
There has to be more. But, you know, so we got. Please God, if anyone out there knows where I can get some Hanson beer, I will pay virtually any price.
Save Me is one of their next biggest hits.
Save Me?
Hmm.
You got it?
Save.
Huh? It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard.
You know, I'm not that punny of a guy, if I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. Not very good with puns.
But yeah, I just felt like that was news that desperately needed to be shared.
I like that.
With you in the world.
And especially, we're a beer podcast, kind of.
You know, loosely. there are other bands that have beers, too.
Really?
I've seen that. Like, I think Gore has a beer.
I've never heard of Gore.
Gwar. No? And I mean, I know I've seen other ones, too. I'm pretty sure Slayer had a beer. Mm. But, yeah.
I think, actually, I saw another metal band that had a beer. What's up with metal bands and beers? Like Hanson? Beers. Hanson?
Yeah, you know? Hanson for one. Classic metal band of the 90s. Really up there with the rest of those guys, Anthrax and all of them.
Yeah. Anyways, we're a show that drinks beer, talks about beer, and steals Jason's slogans.
We drink beer, we talk about beer, and we answer your questions. We're going to do some of the questions part now. I think, Aaron, if you would kindly beer me that tasty cue.
Yeah. This comes from Dorusta 321. And he asks, you can freeze time, but only for 10 seconds at a time. What's the best use for this power?
Dorusta on Reddit.
Dorusta on Reddit.
This is a fantastic question, because I've thought about what I could do if I could freeze time before, but not for only 10 seconds.
Right.
Now, I want to be clear. It says at a time. So
there has to be a cooldown period. And
right, because someone initially I thought it was just 10 seconds and you can only do it one time.
Right. That would be interesting in itself. You only get one chance to do 10 seconds.
To use it.
Someone asked what the cooldown period is if 10 seconds have passed. And another person, not the question, not Darusta, said the same amount. So I'm guessing they meant 10 more seconds. So every 10 seconds. But they took the liberty upon themselves to answer Darusta's question. I don't know what Dorusta intends for this.
So we don't know the official rules, but let's just operate under the assumption that it's 10 seconds on, 10 seconds off.
Yes.
See, that opens some doors, because if I could only freeze time for 10 seconds one time in my whole life, I'd probably just never use it, because I would always be afraid that there's a better use for it, and then I would probably die still having that power.
It's like a launch pad in Fortnite. I'll hold on to that puppy, and I'm like, I'm going to need this. Next thing I know, I get shotgun in the head. I never get to use it. And then that next guy launch pads out of the storm and lives.
He's good to go.
I know what you mean. I think I would just also similar to this. I feel like I'm one of the few people that do this. I have like favorite shirts. I never wear them.
Oh yeah,
because I want
to throw them away,
fresh and ready for when I do want to wear it.
I've got shirts that I like convince myself like I'll wear that, and then I don't wear it.
Yeah,
and it just sits in the closet. If I could only use it once, I feel like I'd hang on to it until maybe I was like about to get hit by a bus, or was in a car accident, or like I needed to save somebody, you know, a critical moment. But if I could just use it all the time, huge. 10 seconds at a time, 10 seconds off.
I think the first thing I would do would be like teleport. So just like
skipping.
So like we're outside, and then next thing you know, I'm 30 meters away from you. And then next thing you know, I'm 60 meters away from you. And I just keep like teleporting, and I just blow your mind.
Sprinting out.
Yeah.
You know, my reaction to that was going to be to say that you could probably like run, you know, like set some pretty impressive records for like running and stuff. But I guess you would have to reveal to everyone that you can freeze time, because they would see you teleporting.
Yeah, it's not like...
So you can't really do that.
It's not like on The Incredibles. Was his name?
Flash.
Flash. Fast. That's not very original, though. I never realized that. They just ripped off Marvel's Flash.
Or was his DC? Name Flash? It was Flash, right?
That's what I...
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Flash and Violet.
That's what I was
thinking.
And Jack.
I still haven't seen the sequel.
It's very good.
Is it?
It's very good. Yeah, there were some 10-year-olds behind us, like... being very loud, and I almost stood up and said, "This movie's for me, not for you." I refrained, but I almost did it.
You should have just punched a kid. That's what I would have done.
Wouldn't have been the first time. I'm just kidding.
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson?
I would pull some good pranks too.
Oh,
I would draw a little mustache on you.
Uh huh.
Just a little squiggly mustache.
Just while you're talking to somebody.
Yeah, maybe like
for sure.
Turn your glasses upside down on your face, and you'll just be like, "What? Why does this keep happening?" You know, like glasses slip down, and you're like, "Oh man, I guess I need to get these adjusted." But your glasses never flip upside down on your face.
Yeah, you could definitely pull a lot of pranks. You freeze time and pull down somebody's pants, and then go back to where you were.
And then when you start time back up, they trip and their wang's hanging out.
Classic.
Classic.
Other things you could do with it. I feel like you could be... Here's a thing you could do, and it wouldn't... You could do right in plain view of other people, and it wouldn't expose you.
Okay.
But it could still make you cool and successful.
Okay.
Magic.
Magic.
Or illusions.
Yeah.
So just, you know, you could do some seriously impossible magic. There's already some people out there that are really good with like sleight of hand and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you could do some physically impossible things if you could freeze time for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, transfer something from one hand to some your other hand, or from your hand to somebody else's hand, or into their mouth.
Teleport.
Teleport from A to B. You'd be like Chris Angel on steroids.
You could like shoot a bow, pause time while it's in midair, go over to the other end, grab it, and you're like, I just caught the bow I shot.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and then people are just going to, because people don't believe in stuff, so they're just going to be like, how did he do that? They're not going to think it's actual magic.
Yeah.
It turns out it is.
Yeah. It's not illusions. It's just me freezing time, like Adam Sandler and Click.
Adam Sandler.
I struggled through that word.
I would just probably use it to get some extra sleep in the morning. Just 10 seconds on, 10 seconds off until like I had to get up.
This morning was one of those mornings where I really could have used that.
Yeah, that's an extra 30 seconds on the minute, right?
That's not bad.
A half hour sleep right there, boy.
That's an extra hour. If you snooze like me for an hour,
yeah,
that's half hour. And then if you want to extend it, you could do like a whole hour of extra sleep.
I guess can you do it while you're sleeping though? Because I mean, I guess you could do it when you wake up, but if you sleep through, if you're sleeping, you can't turn it off and on.
You could set an alarm every 10 seconds.
That's not going to be very restful, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be useful.
I didn't really think this through. This might not have been a very good...
Because I don't think you can fall asleep every 10 seconds, too.
No, well, sometimes. But no, I think you're right.
Yeah, stupid thought, Jason.
I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. It happens. Really, we all have some of those. I think we covered most of what we have. What's Red have to say about this? Red has some witty stuff. Magic tricks, just like you said.
I feel like magic's the big one, you know. I feel like you'd also be really good at fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you wouldn't necessarily have to freeze
time. Did you just pop your neck?
Yeah.
That was audible in the mic. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it gets a little crackly sometimes. You know, you wouldn't have to necessarily, say you were engaged in some fisticuffs. You wouldn't have to necessarily freeze time and then like do anything crazy.
Yeah.
But you could like pause, see a punch coming your way, and then be like, okay, time in, and then dodge, and then pause.
Parry it, and then just...
Yeah, it'd be like a Sherlock Holmes kind of fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be like left hook incoming, pause.
You could
like
be
redirect.
The next Muhammad Ali.
I feel like you could make a really good career for yourself fighting.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I'm trying to figure out what I can do with this thing without exposing myself that I could like become famous and successful. I feel like you could be a magician.
Magician's probably your easiest one because it's already something that most people don't understand.
Yeah.
Now a lot of magicians, you'll blow some magicians' minds themselves.
Exactly.
And then you'll be envied.
Somebody might be able to catch you doing it in a fight because you're trying to stay still when you pause.
But who would actually believe that you can freeze time, you know?
You'd just be like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
What if you like, okay, so what if you were fighting and or doing anything for that matter in front of people and then you paused and you were trying to stay still because when the time goes back in, you know, you're going to want to seem like you didn't move.
Right, right.
But you shifted maybe like an inch. It's going to look like you glitched.
Oh.
You twitch a little bit.
Yeah. He's got some crazy reactions.
Yeah. So if you did do anything, like if you're trying to be a magician, if you did anything, you'd have to go right back to exactly how you were within millimeters.
That would be tough too.
So maybe you can. Maybe it's something you could only do alone.
You could... Yeah, I guess it would have to be something where eyes aren't on you. I don't know if you could make a career out of this without... someone overanalyzing it and seeing that you are indeed, what would you be?
A dirty...
A witch?
A witch. Yeah. I think witch is inclusive enough, kind of sort of overarching.
Yeah.
You know, it encompasses things like freezing time, wizard or warlock, I suppose. I mean, I guess... I'm just assuming that you don't want people to know. I guess you could just be like, I can freeze time, bitch, and just like freeze time in front of people. You know, that could be fine.
I don't think anyone would want to be around you because then they just assume that they've like seen,
yeah,
you've seen them naked and stuff, you know?
Although you'd have to be pretty fucking clever to get somebody naked in 10 seconds and then clothed in 10 seconds. You'd have to be pretty fast.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. So, but that could be a good challenge.
You could probably make a pretty good life out of crime. You know?
Steal a diamond? Someone's not looking? Take a diamond?
You got 10 seconds.
Though. Get out of there. Okay. 10 seconds. You're outside the store, right? In no camera's views. Go in the store where there's a camera dead spot. There's probably a camera dead spot somewhere, right? Where cameras can't see you.
Probably not in a jewelry store, right? Because they're definitely ready.
Okay. Then you're just heads down. Mm-hmm. And then, those 10 seconds, the cooldown has passed. So the only time you've been spotted was with your head down somewhere.
Gotcha.
10 seconds. You got time to get the diamond and get out of there.
The fastest diamond heist ever.
Uh-huh. You're going to have to grab things close to the door, obviously.
Right. I feel like you could go to a store or something, and then once the till pops open.
I saw something that said till on Reddit. I have never heard that term in my life.
A cash till?
Yeah, I've never.
You ever worked at a sales, like at a fast food or something?
No.
Yeah, that's where all the
I've
money.
Just heard register.
That's the money drawer.
The money drawer.
You know, the drawer where the money lives.
Yeah.
And so you could kind of buy something, till pops open, freeze time, grab a hundo out, stuff that in the pocket. You don't want to get too much because they'll notice.
Yeah.
But you just take like a $100 bill from the bottom, leave one on top so it doesn't look like it's been messed with.
Right.
And stuff that in the pocket and just head over to the next store and repeat.
Here's one. You could just walk in the store. You could hold a gun up to them and say, give me all your money. They open up the cash register, freeze time, wait there for 10 seconds, and then say, thank you, sir, and then leave. He'll never know what hit him.
Never know. The perfect crime.
That was obviously the worst
suggestion yet. I feel like you could probably, here's the problem of doing things that expose you as having some sort of ability. The government, and all of the associated three-letter organizations in the world are gonna wanna just capture you and make you a spy or something.
Probably, yes.
You know?
You could make that a career, too. I mean, there was, what was the show? I think it was called Limitless or something. Well, it was a movie, actually.
I didn't see it, but I know there's a show, too.
I actually enjoyed the show. There was only one season they canceled
it. The concept looks cool.
It was cheesy, though. Yeah. I think that's why it got canceled. But, I mean, yeah, I guess you could work for a government agency and make a career out of that. I've always thought that would be fascinating.
You think it would make you any better at sports? I know we kind of talked about running and fighting, which are sports.
Absolutely.
But, like, football?
Absolutely. Think about...
You're going deep, getting ready to catch.
Well, but this is things that they would catch you doing. So if you freeze time, jump down there, then you would literally teleport in front of millions of people's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess, I don't know what the specifics are. Like when you freeze time, does motion stop? Or like if you're running and you freeze, do you just keep running?
I would think everything freezes and time itself freezes except you. So you can move however you want. Or in boxing's case, you can see where his punch is going to land. You can do your best not to move at all, but then you know where it's going to land, so you know how to block it. That way you can block it without having been spotted. I think that's your only...
Yeah. Could you freeze time and then like have the option to also select to freeze your physical body and just maintain consciousness?
Wait. Say that again.
So like freeze everything.
Yeah.
Including your own body. But still be like aware of what's going on.
What would you accomplish with that? Well, just for boxing.
And for other sports.
Okay.
Like football. Or baseball.
I don't know the specificities.
Soccer would be good.
Soccer.
Especially if you're a goalie.
Oh, a goalie. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Just like see that ball coming and be like, mm-mm. Not today.
Not today. I'm going to block this one.
Not my house, boy.
Not my house.
All day.
We're 25 minutes in. We talked about one question.
Yeah. Should we move on to bigger and better things?
Yeah. Let's move on to our beer talk.
Ooh, can I do one more funny joke before we do that?
Yeah. One more joke.
What if you had to like do a sick, nasty fart, and then you just pause and then fart and then game on.
Ooh, and yeah, just like stink the room up. And to make it better. So say you're in a room with a bunch of people.
Right.
Kind of spread out, but not a whole lot. But you run over to another group of people. Fart bomb. Right on Tina.
Fucking Tina.
Make it seem like Tina's the one that farted. Yeah. Run back into your corner and boom. Tina just got.
Then you can be like, who the fuck farted? Was it Tina?
Tina again? And Tina's just, eventually she's going to think that she like has just like,
yeah,
terrible anal glands or something. Sort of just gas, secretes gas all the freaking time.
You're sort of gaslighting her.
Yeah.
Gaslighting. Yeah. I just had to work a fart thing in there, but I'm done now.
We've gone a while, I think, without poop and fart jokes, which is sad.
Should I reset the sign that says it has been?
Yeah, on our whiteboard. 12 days
since we made a fart joke.
Which, okay, it's been 12 days since we recorded.
So. It's now been 0 days.
But so the thingy. Here we go. Found it.
We're drinking the Stone Tangerine Express IPA.
Uh huh. And ooh, we got a long description. Sit down. Put your headphones in. Get ready. Imagine the tropical haze of a lazy afternoon into evening.
Okay. Is that one word?
It's hyphenated. I've never like seen that phrase before, yeah, though.
Imagine the tropical haze of a lazy afternoon into evening.
I guess like just transitioning from afternoon to evening, which is what we're doing.
That's kind of where we're at right now.
When we have to,
we're making this at premium time.
Yeah. Your official duties for the day have been to maybe take a hike to a secluded waterfall, perhaps grill something, definitely chill with plenty of sand between your toes, and crack a phenomenal beer to complete the experience. Check, check, check again, and poof, check.
I wish I could say that was true for me.
Right. Welcome to our Vacation Transportation Express. This ain't no just add juice approach. Mm. This one is for adults. We use bountiful whole tangerine puree, which brings pithy, crisp bitterness with the citrus flavor. In addition to the complexities of the tangerine, the likes of which you can only get by using whole fruit, we judiciously employ just a hint of whole pineapple for a back note. You'd likely not even pick it out of the mix if we didn't tell you it was there. Okay. I understand. We're not looking for a sweet concoction to appease the I want my beer to taste like fruit juice crowd. This is Stone. We like our IPAs to taste like IPAs. Big, bold, and not for kids.
I should hope that you're not making beer for kids, by the way.
Yeah, please.
I hope that's not anyone's target demo. Please, as a brewer.
Anyone. Please don't make
beer this for beer's kids. This one's for the children. tastes just like milk.
Not for father. Not your father's root beer. Your kids. God,
I do hate that stuff. It's not good. Sick. It's too sweet.
It just tastes like pure like alcohol was poured into root beer.
Essentially. Although at the same time, I was just about to give a mild criticism for the fact that I was expecting a lot more tangerine. I am not getting a lot of the tangerine.
I was going to as well, but considering the description on the back, I can't blame them now.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they sort of got ahead of that.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time,
they're like, watch yourself, yeasty. Oh, and I just burped. I just burped right now.
Did you?
And did you? And it tasted like tangerine.
Oh, so maybe that's the secret. you know, I will say it does have, I do get the citrus. I taste it. It's in there. Mm-hmm. So it's not totally, you know, without that flavor. It's just not as powerful as I thought
right.
It would be. We're drinking these out of 12-ounce cans. Again, this is an IPA with tangerine and pineapple. It's 6.7% alcohol by volume. Featured hops are Citra, Centennial, Sterling, and Mosaic hops.
Very delicious. And congrats, Stone. You had the longest description that we've read yet.
That's pretty buck wild.
And we're in a dimly lit room this time. Normally, we have a little bit more light.
True.
And I struggled reading that thing, but I made it.
They have a sort of map where they show where the beers are available, and it has an individual like acronym for each state, and everyone is included. I feel like they could have just said available
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Even Alaska? Hawaii?
Yep. You can get this shit anywhere, which means if you're listening, you have no excuse not to go out and get yourself a Stone Tangerine Express IPA.
Try
crack
one
of those bad bitches open.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy after a hike while sitting in the sand per Stone's recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah, first Stone beer we've had on here. I've had some of their like big, you know, sort of flagship popular beers.
If I can be honest, I don't think I've had many Stone beers.
Yeah. I've had the Arrogant Bastard, you know. But yeah, this is something different from them. So
yeah. And figured we'd give it a try. We do have more cues.
We got more.
Are you ready to beer me that tasty cue?
I'm so horny for this next cue.
Oh, Jason. No, never mind. Just please read the question. That's all I want from you.
This comes from Reddit user. What? Did I do something?
I was going to suggest more beer, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay, we can do that.
Okay, we'll be back.
And we're back.
We're back. Wait. Wait.
And... God. And we're back. Ooh, that was good.
I wanted to be sure that I didn't spill, you know? Sometimes when you open a can, it like launches.
Yeah.
So I did.
Should have shotgunned it.
Real slow. Should have.
Yeah, this next question. Oh boy, I did not look at this username before I started talking. Not the worst one I've seen, but this one comes from Reddit user Lieutenant Tickle Dick. thank you. First off, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping that we can help him. His question reads as follows. I used to be terrified of Mambo Number 5, as in the song by Lou Bega. I hope you're all familiar out there. If you're not, please go listen to Mambo Number 5 and return. He says, as a child, he was terrified of the song Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega. If the song came on the radio, he would freak out and start crying until it was turned off. He says, though, to this day, I still can't listen to the song. He can't explain why it frightened me so much. All I remember is being absolutely terrified of the song. How can they sort of get over their fear of Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega? And you know, I'll just say it is a terrifying song.
I had a similar reaction just the first time I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little terrified.
You were a little scared. I think that's a normal... I feel like that's a normal the first time you hear Mambo Number 5.
Yeah. I think some like conditioning needs to be done here.
I think so. Yeah. They've got this wild science called psychology.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
It's pretty buck wild.
But you were like going back to the frat days there for a second, chugging that beer.
Oh yeah,
getting that hitta, as Theo Von would say.
Mm-hmm.
But so where fuck? Where was I?
I don't know. I was gonna see if you noticed. That. It's throwing it back.
Normal to be a little bit scared.
Yeah.
I think when you listen to this song for the first time, but I reckon a couple of fancy psychology doctors
mm-hmm.
figure you can do exposure therapy on yourself.
Yes.
And that's, I think, what Aaron was getting at.
Maybe just like one instrument at a time. So, you know?
Like kind of break the song down into its drums and bass and guitar.
Right. Parts. It's got some crazy, you know, I haven't listened to it in a while. What kind of instrumentation does it have?
It's a lot of horns, which I think are the scariest parts aside from Lou Bega's voice.
Can we just listen them to
absolutely
Mamba 5 for just a second? We're going to skip a little bit.
I mean, it's
the horns.
It has a lot of scary noises in the background.
The drums are very like up front too.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of melody to it either, not, yeah. which is frightening to someone that loves American music.
You know? Now, in a strange sort of happening that doesn't occur very often here on the Yeasty Boys, Aaron has, in an effort to give just some truly shit advice, sort of stumbled into something that's actually quite good. So you recommended taking the song apart into pieces.
Uh-huh.
And in psychology, that's called a hierarchy of exposure.
Oh.
So you start with something very small. You know, maybe you're uh-huh. scared of dogs. You don't jump right into a dog. You look at a picture of a dog.
Oh.
And then you listen to the sounds of dogs barking.
Right.
And you
right.
look at a real dog, but far away, behind a fence.
Far away.
Yeah. And then you get closer to the dog and then you touch the dog.
Still a barrier maybe, but you're very close to him. You can smell him.
So I think that's kind of what you're onto something there. You got to dissect the song, listen to the whole track through just drums.
Just horn. Just the alto horns.
Absolutely.
And just, I don't really know horns, but you know, just the high ones, the low ones.
The horns and the horns.
Yeah. Those combined.
And then kind of start adding instruments together, drums and bass.
And then you throw Lou Gehrig's voice.
Lou Gehrig? Lou Vega.
Lou Vega, yeah. That one.
That one. And then you get it all in the mix, and you'll probably be cured, because, I mean, this is science, after all.
Yeah, it's psychology.
This is, doctors do this.
Doctors do this.
Yeah, I mean, you think that it's possible that, because if I'm not mistaken, the Mambo Number 5, do you know what the song is about?
A little bit of Monica in his life.
Yeah, now what do you take that to mean?
I think he kind of enjoys a lot of different girls, you know?
I think that's true.
I want some Monica. I want some Deborah. I want some Bonnie.
Because the chorus goes, you know, a little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side.
I clearly don't know the names that are in this.
A little
song.
Bit of Rita is all I need.
Is that Margarita?
A little bit of Tina is what I see.
Oh, Tina.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun.
Ooh.
A little bit of Mary all night long. It's sort of a slant rhyme, Lou Bega.
Mm.
A little bit of Jessica, here I am. That's a Caucasian woman.
Another thing, a couple of these can be considered Rita, Margarita, Mary, okay. Mary Joanna.
Tina, that's a Martina.
Martina.
I don't know about Jessica. But do you think that there's any chance that, because this song clearly seems to be about philandering.
Yes, just
and
polygamy sort of all over the
raw
place.
Adultery.
Yes.
Now, do you think that this person maybe came from a broken home, with a lot of infidelity, and they sort of tied that sort of psychological trauma to Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5?
You know, that's a sort of valid, I guess, suggestion. I don't know. I
just saying.
Because that, you know, startles me a little bit. I'm like, hey, this guy's a little promiscuous.
Yeah, it's cause for concern.
But I'm not going to freak out over the song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's still just a song.
It's just a song.
But I can understand that. I think that's actually a really good psychological breakdown of this guy's...
Could be, right?
...reaction to the song. So,
and I mean,
the root cause maybe of your issues is maybe there's something else there.
If you think back on your life, Lieutenant Tickle Dick, is it possible that the first time that you heard Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5, or just really any time that you heard it, were you going through something? Was something awful happening that you sort of blocked out? You know, you watched your dog get hit.
Have you been cheating on your...
Oh,
wife.
Sort of like, you know, projecting, and you feel like you identify too much with Lou Bega and you're really terrified of yourself here.
Yeah, you might be like, that guy's a terrible person.
Whoa. Oh, I'm a terrible person.
Oof.
Sort of manifesting that fear, dog.
Maybe evaluate situation. We don't know your situation.
I'm really curious if like he puts on a Lou Bega album and like every song is chill and then Mama Number Five comes on and he's just like, ah! Like he's just terrified of that one track.
It just comes up on the radio while he's driving and he opens the door and ejects himself from the car.
Like, is it just Mama Number Five or is it every Lou Bega song? Does Lou Bega even have other songs? Is Lou Bega even a real person?
I think that was Lou Gehrig's alter ego.
I feel like your initial suggestion about kind of slowly, you really cracked the case early on. So let's go with that.
Okay. I don't want to discredit your suggestion though, or not suggestion, I guess your opinion that maybe there is some deep rooted cause and maybe you should evaluate it and get to the bottom of it.
Should see maybe a psychologist.
Yeah.
Goes to see a psychologist. Mama Number Five's playing in the waiting room.
Runs through the glass door.
Goes in the room. Lou Bega is the therapist. Anyways, good luck.
Good luck. And
we
it's time.
That was helpful. To go to the...
The Pete's Corner.
Yep.
Check out Pete R.W.
On Spotify. He is a great musician. He also he made this nice transmission fluid. What's the transmission fluid? Made this nice transition music for our Shitty Relationship Advice Corner.
And here we go.
Shitty Relationship Advice Corner. Ooh. Don't follow it.
This question comes from Wet Goose Fart. Relevant, very relevant to this question.
Thanks for that.
So I'm going to read this whole question to its entirety because it's just a good thing. Farted bombed my date tonight. That's the title.
Say it just like that.
It says farted bombed my date tonight.
Don't you hate it when you farted bomb your date?
Been there, done that. Was sitting in the taxi with her with some guy driving named Pablo.
Don't know why that's relevant.
Anyways.
He hasn't given us anyone else's name.
Right. Anyways, we had ethnic food and my stomach was rumbling. We weren't sitting close to each other and I really had to fart. So I kind of tried to ninja fart. I kind of tried to a ninja fart and figured I'd put the window down and all would be fine. Anyways, I succeeded squeezing the fart out quietly.
Nice.
And went to put the window down and the windows wouldn't go down.
Oh, no.
I said, hey, Pablo, can you unlock my windows? He said, window no work, vato. And suddenly the whole car stunk like rotten ass, like some spoiled eggs. And
oh,
I look
my
over.
God. The cab driver trapped him in his own stinky hell.
He trapped him. Come on, Pablo. Help him out. Help a brother out. He looked over to his date, and she had a look of absolute disgust on her face.
Probably.
And she started coughing, and Pablo was like, hey, man, ¿qué estás haciendo?
You know what that means. Something about a...
Something about...
A house?
No, that would be casa.
Oh.
Well, that would... I don't know. I am not fluent. Maybe we can get Andrea in here in a little bit. And the taxi driver dropped her off and leaned to give her a kiss.
The taxi driver tried to kiss your date?
Sorry. I missed one letter.
He leaned.
I missed one letter. He said, and
I thought the taxi driver trapped you in your stinky hell and then tried to steal your date.
Mr. to steal your girl. And give her a kiss. And she slammed the door in my face. I can't read today. I'm sorry, guys. And Pablo just shook his head.
Pablo is really like the antagonist of this whole story.
He is, absolutely he is.
This is why you take Lyft and Uber, people.
Yeah. Because
you can roll down your window.
You can roll down your window unless they have the child lock, which I have the child lock on my windows because Obi has mastered the art of rolling down the window.
That's a pretty smart dog. But I mean, in an Uber or a Lyft, no one's going to say can't roll the window down. Because they're so deathly terrified of you giving the one-star review and them losing their ability to drive for Lyft.
That's true. Hey, man, no las haciendo. You know? I have a very good Mexican accent, by the way.
Clearly. So Pablo, at least he said it was broken, right? He said it didn't work. Not that he wasn't just going to let him. So I guess we can't really pin that one on Pablo.
Did he say it was broken?
He said, it says the window, no work.
Oh, you're right.
So, I guess, you know, you've made a fundamental error here by not rolling down the window before you blow ass, which is the typically how it's done.
Yeah, that was your first mistake, honestly.
Who farts and then rolls the window down?
You got to cover all your bases.
You get the airflow going as you do the fart.
Once you get married, you just fart and just whatever happens, happens.
Yep.
Before that, though, especially a first date, man, personally, I hold them in.
Yeah, have you ever farted into your body? You just kind of like reverse fart up?
Absolutely. It's just like a big old bubble right in your stomach.
So
you feel terrible for days after.
Oh,
that
absolutely. You know, you're like going septic, basically.
Yeah.
But by God, the date is going to go well.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
So you kind of made a couple fundamental errors here. And let me just start by saying this. She's gone.
Goner.
To quote the great, you know, Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Daryl.
Yep.
John.
She's gone.
She's gone.
You pay the devil to replace her. You're not going to get her back. So what all you can really do is learn from this experience and make fewer mistakes in the future. And that's going to begin with making sure you got an exit strategy for that fart.
You always got to have an exit strategy. If you're in the dating life, us in the serious relationship life, you can kind of fart. You might get slapped. In my case, you'll definitely get slapped.
Sure.
But you know, she'll forgive you absolutely. For better or for worse.
Where's the worst place you ever farted? I farted on a baby once.
Wait, please.
Well, I was just at a friend's house and they had a young baby and it was the baby's first birthday. And I sort of was trying to move around and somebody lifted the baby up and I just sort of crop dusted that little baby's head, you know?
I've never held a baby before.
Ever?
Ever.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
You never changed a diaper?
Oh, I've never even touched a diaper.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I straight farted on a baby's head. You haven't even touched
it. Going to have a baby next month, and yeah, I'll probably hold that thing.
Let me tell you, it's pretty scary.
Is it kind of like most things where you have a learning curve? Like, am I going to drop it a couple times?
Yeah, and it'll be okay. But it feels pretty bad when you do.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah, it's pretty buck wild, especially when they're real young, because you're like, if I drop this thing, you know, they might not make it. Like, it's pretty fragile when it's young, so it feels very terrifying to like hold a sweet baby. But yeah, so
let's go to a dark place. We started with farts. Let's get it back to the fart thing.
Let's get back on track here.
So if you were really dead set on this girl, you know, I don't necessarily agree with Jason here. I don't think it's 100% over.
I'm just saying she seemed like she made it clear, and I'm just saying no means no.
I know a lot of people that they said no for dates. Shoot, my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Andrea's mother said no to him a jabillion times. Now they've been
jabillion.
Married. A jabillion.
Damn.
Now they've been married for like 30 years.
Okay, so maybe don't
persistence.
Give up.
Persistence. So what was that movie? Excuse me for my cultural
when Harry met Sally?
Where he holds the boom
must
box up.
Must love dogs?
He holds, nope, neither of those. He holds the boom box up and he's like playing, baby, come back.
Yeah, I don't remember. John Cusack though.
Yeah, it's definitely Cusack. Pull one of those moves.
Yeah.
Chicks love classic rom-coms.
Definitely. So get a trench coat, which, fuck, if Cameron was here, he would be so happy, but that's an actual
you
piece of advice.
You actually need a trench coat.
The first time ever.
You might as well.
Since you're in a trench coat,
might as well grab the fedora while you're at the trench coat and fedora store.
hit her with the boombox, and she's going to be like, I literally just met this guy at a bar for like 30 minutes.
What is
so
happening?
Weird. We matched on Tinder because I accidentally swiped right because his photo was upside down. I held the phone upside down and I tried to swipe left, but I swiped the wrong way.
Yeah, it's just
which is a strategy for you boys out there. Upload all your Tinder photos upside down ways. They turn it up. They're like, fuck, he's ugly. And they swipe right. And you're like, damn.
Did you just create that idea?
I'm pretty smart, you know.
That's a good one.
So
do your photos upside down ways.
Yeah. So Aaron might be right. You know, maybe it's not over. Go back. Try not to fart when you're when you're apologizing.
Please, God, please don't fart.
Literally all
while apologizing for farting.
Yeah.
And if you got some bowel issues, maybe this isn't your type of girl.
Yeah, and you know what? Frankly, fuck her. You're looking for a life partner, and you need somebody that's gonna be down.
She's gotta be down. And you know what? I can say confidently, had I farted on me and Andrea's first date, she, especially if I had been apologetic, as you seem to have been, I think she would have forgiven me and probably made jokes about it.
Yeah, probably. Which is probably an indicator that she might not have been into you anyways, man.
She might not have been.
If she really liked you, she would like you and your farts.
Or she just has this perception on dudes that is absolutely false. Every guy farts a lot. You just got to get to know him.
I don't really fart that much.
Really?
Yeah, but I poop like 16 times a day, so.
So every guy farts a lot or actually poops a lot. One of the two. I only poop like once a day, like a normal human being.
Got a healthy diet, man. I eat a lot of fiber. I ate a bag of corn nuts on the way over here.
I think you eat a little too many corn nuts.
That's going to do it for us, folks. We ran over a little bit. I do want to say again, thank you for bearing with us through last week.
Yeah.
We
apologize. And we're giving you a fair warning that there's probably another one coming up for when Jason has his wedding.
Yeah, doing that whole marriage thing.
Please forgive us for that one.
Doing that big dirty M.
The big dirty M.
No one's ever called it that.
Yeah, I've never heard that one.
Who's smarter, penguin or flamingo? You guys took to the Twitter poll and said penguin. I'm pretty sure that's like verifiably true.
Yeah.
They're like really smart birds. Flamingos are dumb as shit.
Well, and I know last time we said that was stupid to mate for life.
Yeah.
But it is like a human.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's also a human reaction to mate.
Right.
To try to at least mate for life, you know.
There's got to be benefits in there.
Yeah, definitely. So this week, do you have one?
No, go ahead.
Who would be cooler to hang out with at a bar?
Yeah, who's a better...
Who's chiller?
Who's the most chill? Yeah, thanks. Check out... What was your...
buddy's beer name? Fact?
Andrew Kelly Barella.
Nailed it. No, well, what? Not Barella.
Oh, that's the pasta.
That's the pasta.
Barilla.
While I'm talking about him, though, look up a beer fact right now. And I'm not going to edit any of this because I don't feel like it. So check out Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W space K-E-L-L-Y space B-O-R-E-L. Hit enter on Spotify. I'm pretty sure he's on other media platforms. I just haven't checked because I'm a Spotify guy. Check it out. It's called Honey and Other Love Songs, I believe is what it's called. Very good track. Very good album. Check it out. Are you ready now?
I'm so ready.
Okay, sweet. We got a beer fact for you.
You might have heard about the wife carrying championship.
I think so.
So in Finland, wife carrying is a sport.
Okay, kind of like midget tossing in Scotland.
Is that a thing?
It's somewhere. I don't know if it's Scotland.
Anyways, Finnish men will carry their wives. It seems to be strangely that the most popular method is actually either to have them sort of 69 spooning kind of with their
like piggyback.
So piggyback, but upside down with the thighs over the shoulders.
Huh.
Yeah. And then the guys hold the crook of the knee and kind of carry it like that. Other ways are like upside down faced in very much a 69 fashion for whatever reason. I don't know why. I guess because the knees over the shoulder.
It's a popular dance move.
but anyways, at the wife carrying world championships in Finland, first prize is the wife's weight in beer. That's your beer fact for today.
So you get
her weight in beer.
Wow.
Which I guess kind of makes sense because if you're carrying a lighter wife, you know, your prize shouldn't be as great.
So you try to get one of them hefty wives.
Get yourself a hefty wife.
You do some training.
And you get yourself a hefty prize.
And you get 300 kilos of beer.
Which is why traditionally in Finland, you know, heavier women are sought after.
Yeah, just solely for...
Which explains that sort of cultural, well-known cultural fact about Finland and Finnish men.
Well-known.
Thanks for listening to this fart, this giant fart joke we call a podcast.
Yeah.
And check us out at theyeastyboys.beer. That's our web address.
Uh-huh.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and we got a giveaway coming real soon.
Eventually. Just keep wishing one hand and shit in the other.
The nice thing is soon is just a very...
loose weave.
Yeah. No one knows what that means. So right. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye, girl. Bye.